BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the afternoon of May the 12th, Mr. Hồ Quốc Dũng, member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, and Head of Steering Committee for Eliminating Dilapidated and Temporary Housing, chaired the committee's fourth meeting to review program outcomes and set directions for the coming period. To date, 4,200 households have completed the construction or renovation of their homes, putting them into use. This represents 95.3% of the target, with a total of 303,453 billion dong mobilized for the program. 9 district-level localities across the province have now fulfilled the goal of eliminating temporary housing. The province's program to support the removal of makeshift and substandard homes has been rolled out rapidly and decisively with many creative approaches. It reflects the strong commitment of the entire political system to improving living conditions for vulnerable communities, particularly families of renovation contributors, war material, low-income households, near-poor households, and those newly escaping poverty. On the morning of May 13, the Provincial Military Party Committee held a conference to review 10 years of implementing Directive No. 5 of the 12th Politburo on promoting the study and following of Ho Chi Minh's taught morality and lifestyle. Over the past decade, through the implementation of Directive No. 5, Conclusion No. 1 of the Politburo, Directive No. 87 and Resolution No. 847 of the Central Military Commission, party committees, organizations, officers, party members, and the broader armed forces in the province have developed the sound understanding of the importance of learning and emulating Ho Chi Minh's ideology, ethics, and style. This initiate has strengthened the uncoerced soldier's identity and reinforced the fight against individualism in the new era. The movement had yielded comprehensive results across various areas of work, especially through key emulation campaigns such as provincial armed forces try hands to build new style rural areas, training forces to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, together for the poor, no one left behind, and efforts to eliminate temporary and dilapidated housing. On the morning of May 13, at Nguyễn Tất Thành Square, the party committee and leadership of Bình Định Provincial People's Procuracy, along with all officials and staff from both the provincial and Quy Nhơn City's People's Procuracies, held a flower offering ceremony and reported their achievements to President Ho Chi Minh. The event marked the 135th anniversary of President Ho Chi Minh's birth and looked ahead to the 65th anniversary of the founding of the People's Procuracy Sector, as well as the 80th anniversary of August Revolution and the National Day of Socialist Republic of Vietnam. Founded in October 1975, the Bình Định Provincial People's Procuracy has consistently focused on building a team of prosecutors and officers who are both politically committed and professionally competent. Over the past year, the party committee and leadership have introduced key measures and breakthrough initiatives to drive positive change across all areas of professional work as well as in party building and sectoral development. To mark the 47th International Museum Day and the 135th birth anniversary of President Ho Chi Minh, the Bình Định Provincial Museum opened a photo exhibition on the morning of May 12, titled National Intangible Cultural Heritage in Bình Định, Covered in Colors. The exhibition featured 135 photographs and several artifacts representing various forms of intangible cultural heritage. It's aimed to highlight and honor the national intangible cultural values of Bình Định Province, raising public awareness about preserving and promoting cultural heritage in modern life. The event also seeks to strengthen connection between younger generation and traditional culture while supporting tourism development and promoting the image of Bình Định's people and landscapes. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.